Hi, everybody. This is Pam coming to you from the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering. And it's also freely downloadable on iTunes. As always, today I have the privilege and delight to have another amazing woman on the show who's going to share parts of her story. So join me in saying a big hello to Claire. Hey, Claire.
Hi, Pam.
How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Good. A little tired, I'll admit. It's kind of been a long day for me.
Same here. This weekend has been insane.
Well, I can't wait to hear a little bit about it. Yeah. But first, to just get us started, would you mind just introducing yourself, telling us who you are, and if you don't mind, how old you are, and where you're from, and what you do?
Sure. Hi, I'm Claire. I am 16. I'm a junior in high school, and I'm from the D.C. area. When I get to college, I really want to go into biology, and I enjoy computer graphics, and yeah, that's about it.
Wow. Biology, that's unusual for a girl.
It is, actually.
What do you hope to do with that? Do you have, like, a concentration or a general idea of what you hope to study?
I really want to go into genetics and hopefully become a genetics counselor, which tests the genes of two parents and sees if there's going to be any, like, genetic problems in a potential child that they're going to have.
Wow, that sounds neat. And why? Why are you interested in that?
Because when I was first studying it in high school, I realized that it was kind of the strange subject that combined both science and history, because your genetics is, like, pretty much your past and, like, what you're made of and everything. And, like, normally science and math, like, go together, and then history and English. But genetics, I found, was the one that kind of, like, was the bridge in a sense.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I actually work as a career counselor in a high school, and most girls are petrified of math and science. So they stay far away from that because they think they can't do it. So yeah. It's really refreshing to hear you sound so enthusiastic about it. So obviously you're good in science and math.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Do you know what school you're thinking about?
I know that I have to stay in state, but as of right now, I honestly have no idea where I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. But I still have a lot of time to decide. So, yeah.
Well, let me just give you some career counselor advice.
Okay.
Actually, you don't. you really should be doing a lot of this thinking about college over the summer.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you're going to be a senior next year, you're really going to want to start the process in, like, October or November.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, time flies so fast, and your senior year is going to be so busy that you really should spend some time during the summer doing your college visits, so that you don't miss too much time during the senior year, which, honestly, it's going to fly right by.
And I've heard that. Yeah.
So I try to advise my students, and they always say the same thing. Oh, I have a lot of time. But, you know, when it comes to the college process and financial aid and all that stuff, you really got to do some serious research and make sure you find the right fit. Particularly, yeah, if you want to get into, you know, biosciences, you want the program that's going to be just right so that you'll, you know, continue your excitement about it.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. So has your stuttering ever gotten in the way of, you know, school or your goals or, you know, you doing what you've wanted to be able to do?
I don't think that it's physically gotten in the way. I think that mentally I sometimes, put myself down, because sometimes I feel in certain, advanced classes that I might sound a little bit stupider, like, even though I'm not, but in my mind I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be able to say everything at lightning speed, so I might sound a little bit slower, but that's about it. And I've never really been teased, and I'm very fortunate about that. So, yeah.
Now, what do you mean by, it's interesting you use that phrase, lightning speed. Like, do most of the kids in your advanced classes, like, talk really fast or answer right away? Is that what you mean?
That's about 50% of it. Yeah, because, like, whenever the teacher's like, okay, so analyze X, Y, and Z, it's like, I do it, but it's like, sometimes I don't necessarily want to volunteer, because, like, just because of the speed, and just, like, I'm not very comfortable, like speeding up my responses and stuff.
Right. Does your teacher and the kids in your class know that you stutter?
Oh, yeah, they all know, but I find that it's just a hurdle for me, just accepting that they all know everything, but in my mind, I'm just, like, I'm going to be talking, like, halfway slower than everybody else. So I think it's just my own mind is going, like, I don't know how to describe it, but, like, I'm pretty much just, like, downsizing myself, and I think I just have to work at learning not to do that.
Yeah. You know, I betcha if you, like, if you really, like, took a survey of most 16-year-olds that are juniors in high school, you know, whether they do or don't stutter, I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, struggle with confidence and, you know, really believing that they are as good as everybody else, even though you know it. You know, it's just the age, because, you know, at 16, there's peer pressure, whether, you know, you guys say there is or not, there is.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's important to, you know, look good in front of your peers. So, it's part of the learning process. But it sounds to me like you kind of are, like, ahead of the curve there, because you know that already. You know that's something that you have to work on. Good. How do you let your teachers know, like when you get a new teacher every year, like, how do you let them know that you stutter, or do you? I mean, you know, how do you bring it up?
Always on the first day of class, after the class lets out, I always give the teacher a note or a letter explaining that I stutter and that that I am getting therapy for it, and that you shouldn't finish my sentences and just like common knowledge, just in case like they don't really know how to respond, and that actually helps them a lot.
Oh, good. Has that been your idea, or was that suggested to you by somebody?
I actually started doing it when I first started middle school, because my sixth grade speech therapist was like, oh, at a recent conference I went to, somebody suggested writing a letter to your teachers and having your IEP attached, and then so we kind of formulated one so that when I went into middle school and high school, I wouldn't I wouldn't have to go through the teacher like not understanding my circumstances. And then it just became a routine that every new school year that I hand out my letters.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And you write them, right?
Like, yeah. Like, I have it saved on my computer so that like right before school starts, I open it up and I modify it to that upcoming school year, or like if something's changed, or like or change up the language, because I wouldn't want to be passing out like how I wrote in ninth grade.
Right.
And I'm going to be a senior.
Right. So, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So.
It sounds like your dogs are.
Oh, jeez.
saying hello in the background.
Yeah. Darn it.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's what makes these episodes so authentic. I mean, real life happens, you know?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Now, how's it been with your family growing up? I mean, have you stuttered since you started to talk?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I started stuttering when I was about 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, have your parents been, like, really supportive? I mean, have they been, you know, open about it? I mean, what's it like with your parents dealing with your stuttering?
My parents are both very supportive, and like from the get-go, especially my dad, because he is a person who stutters.
Oh.
And like my mom in the beginning, like she didn't really like she understood it, but she didn't fully understand it. And then once my entire family went to our first friends convention, she instantly, like, fully understood it, and they, the two of them have just been, like, the greatest supporters ever.
Awesome. Now, for those that may not be familiar with what Friends is, tell us about that, and, like, how did you find out about it, and, you know, why is it so helpful?
Well, Friends is a nonprofit support group for young people who stutter, and it is a 3-day convention once a year for for young people who stutter, their parents, siblings, speech therapists, just anybody. And we all come together and we focus on not really fluency, but just accepting our stuttering and just being comfortable with ourselves. And I first heard of friends through my sixth grade speech therapist, and that was the Philadelphia convention. And for me, just meeting other kids who stuttered was just like amazing, because I had always felt like so alone in that I always thought that I was the only one who stuttered. And then I go to friends and there's like 100 plus people who stutter, and I don't know, I was just instantly like changed, and I gained so much confidence because of friends.
When was your first experience with friends? You said sixth grade, so that was like
That was the 2006 convention in Philadelphia.
All right, great. And now you said that when your mom first went to her first one, like because of that, she like totally got stuttering. Like, how does it help parents who don't stutter?
Well,
in your opinion. In your opinion.
In my opinion, I witness a lot of parents saying that they feel guilty because their children stutter, and that they think they did something wrong during pregnancy or something like that. And then they go to friends and like they find out that it's not their fault whatsoever, or that parents were never very accepting of their children's stutter, and so like it just kind of helps parents fully accept it, and friends gives them the opportunity to meet with other parents who can share experiences and give advice.
Wow, it sounds like an amazing support system for everybody that's involved.
Oh, it really is, yes.
Do you think your mom felt guilty?
I'm not really sure on that one. I don't think she probably did feel guilty. I'm not quite sure about this. She probably did at a point, and then she went to friends and she just like understood it a lot better than she did before.
Yeah. And yeah. She's pretty active in friends now, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like wherever we go, it's like she's advertising it like everywhere.
Is that okay for you?
Oh yeah, definitely.
So like you don't mind if you don't mind if your mom is like saying, "Oh, come to friends. It's for people who stutter," because then it kind of like lets everybody know that you stutter, and that's okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. And like I also advertise it because like I'm always mentioning the conventions in the summer and like yeah, like I just think that advertising it and advertising your own stutter is just, like, is amazing, because then the people who you're talking to, like, won't be, like, as, like, I don't want to say awkward, but they won't feel, like, as uncomfortable.
Right. Right. I totally know what you mean. Like, you know, like sometimes, you know, you just get that reaction, you know, somebody's look on their face,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. tells you that they're thinking like, okay, what's wrong with her?
Yeah, exactly.
So, right.
Yeah.
So like when you put it out there, that kind of just like, you know, that's not an issue anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah. Do you have any siblings?
Mm-hmm. I have a little sister.
And how much younger is she?
She's younger than me by 3 years, so she would be... She just had her 14th birthday.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So, what does she think about all this? I mean, does she get involved with friends too? And
she's not as involved with friends, but she's definitely supportive of me, and like we're each other's like best friends, so like she just totally supports me through thick and thin.
Oh, that's great. That is so great to have a good relationship like that with your sister. Has she ever, this might be a hard question, but like has there ever been an opportunity where like she's, you know, like had to stand up for you or supported you in some way, like maybe somebody said something or looked at you funny, or has she ever had that experience?
Not yet, actually. No, not yet. I mean, like I said, like I've been fortunate enough to not be teased about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that experience hasn't really happened yet.
Yeah, you're really lucky, because I know a lot of kids, they have a hard time with being, you know, teased or mocked in school.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yes.
Yeah. Now, can you tell me a little bit about what your therapy experiences have been like? Because you see, like, a speech therapist in school, right?
I actually just had to stop because, like, my school district is enormous, and there are 200, quote-unquote, trained speech therapists. And
wow.
and I had been getting therapy from my schools, but they didn't really know all that much about stuttering, and like especially from 8th grade until today, because I was assigned a speech therapist who was fresh out of grad school, and she had no idea how to handle a person who stutters. Like most of the therapists are trained in like autism or like or students like not pronouncing certain sounds, but there aren't no people like specifically trained like for stuttering. Mm-hmm. And so after a couple of years, my mom just decided to pull me out of the free therapy, just because I wasn't getting anything out of it. I knew more about stuttering than the therapist did, and like seriously, that's how it was, and, like, I think that it should be the other way around.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, and so...
Well, wait a minute. Now, what were they having you do, then, if they really didn't know, you know, much about stuttering? What were you actually doing in therapy?
My therapist was literally copying techniques out of a textbook.
Ugh.
And, that's how bad it was. And, like, her only technique for a period of time was using the metronome on me, which meant, like, one word per beat. So, like, hi, my name is Claire. And, like, that worked for a short period because, like, the way that we practiced was that we read newspaper articles, and, like, the metronomes sort of worked in that situation, but then I couldn't use that in everyday conversation, and so...
Hey. I didn't think they used that anymore.
I know, yeah, and, like, some of the therapists at Friends were actually like, the metronome? That's such an old technique. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, truly, and then this past winter, I supposedly reached, one of my, short-term goals of reducing my tongue clicks, mm-hmm. when I speak, and then they, wrote up some new, short-term goals, and, one of them was that I would replace that over time, I would learn to replace my tongue clicks with a less noticeable actions, such as placing my hands on the desk, or, like, snapping my fingers, or folding my hands, and it was, like, they wanted me to replace one of my secondary characteristics with a new one, and that was it. Like, after that, we just immediately pulled me out of therapy, and we're now going to a professional who is, like, fully trained in stuttering.
Oh. Now, was it your, I mean, did you know, this is it, this is not what I want to do anymore? Or did you discuss it with your mom and then you guys made the decision together?
Oh, no. Like, I knew that it wasn't working because, like, my speech was not improving, and, like, I just wanted out of it because my school only has a study hall twice a week,
mm-hmm.
And with me being in some more advanced classes with a heavier workload, like, I need all the time that I could get, and, like, speech was taking up half of my study hall.
Oh.
Every week. So it's like, I needed that space. So, that was just the perfect time to just say goodbye to speech.
And what exactly are your goals with speech? I mean, to be honest, you sound great. I mean, you sound comfortable and forward moving, and you sound really relaxed. So what are your goals?
My goals, honestly, is to just gradually become more fluent, because, like, I feel that I've reversed my goals, because, like, when, because I've heard stories of my friends who stutter, like, they want to accomplish fluency first and then begin accepting it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I kind of accepted it, and now I'm trying to work on fluency.
Mm-hmm. That seems to make sense.
Yeah. So yeah. Right now, like, I just need to practice my techniques more, and then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you said that you're not going to school therapy anymore. So you're seeing a professional. So, like, somebody in, like, private practice.
Oh yeah. Uh huh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how's that going?
It's going fantastic. Cause Patty Walton, a professional pathologist, had that that when a stutter starts talking to strangers, you know that confidence has been increased, and over the past couple of weeks, I've actually been talking with strangers. And my mom is actually like, she's talking to a stranger. That's never happened before. And so, like, the therapy is obviously motivating me just, like, a lot.
What's different about the therapy that you're getting now than you had when you when it was school-based?
Nowadays, I have, the therapy that I'm in now has three other girls who stutter, and we are all, exactly the same age, and that is extremely rare, because of the girl to guy ratio of stutterers, and so that's just an awesome experience, because we're all dealing with, like, the exact same stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
It is.
So do you do it? So, I mean, do you girls, you know, like, have group therapy ever, or is it?
No, we do.
Yeah.
It's a group. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's awesome, yeah.
And do you talk to them, like, you know, outside of therapy? Like, have you, you know, developed relationships with some of these girls?
Mm-hmm.
That's really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I'm hearing, like, a little echo. I don't know if it's my microphone or yours.
I'm hearing it too, actually.
Yeah. it might be mine, but... you know, again, it is what it is. What would you advise, you know, being a 16-year-old girl that's, you know, dealt with stuttering for 13 years now, what advice would you give to, you know, like, a middle school girl who's dealing with stuttering now that you're such an expert on your own stuttering? And you are, because we're all experts at our own stuttering.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, what advice would you give to a young person that's just starting to come to terms with, I'm probably going to stutter for the rest of my life?
I would definitely say It's a hard question, Pam. I would have to say just keep on accepting yourself, because you're not going to change, and that you are you're perfect in your own way, and that you're not a weirdo at all. Just accept yourself for who you are.
That's a great way to put that. And you're right. I think especially, all young people who stutter need to be able to hear that, but especially girls.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because yes. Do tend to, overanalyze everything, I think, and take things personally, and feel like we're not feel like we're not adequate enough. So that's really good advice for, a teenage girl to give to a younger girl. So I hope some, younger people do get a chance to listen to this. And also I hope that, lots of people listen to this, because you've been really courageous and really inspiring sharing your story. And I really appreciate your willingness and your guts to do this.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate the opportunity to share my story too.
Well, it's been great. And, women who stutter come in all different ages and backgrounds. And, we need to continue hearing our voices, because, our voices need to be heard. And we've heard yours today. And again, I just thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.